She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. We're also live on the internet. Well, today's show is supposed to be around our politicians that have no knowledge. Yes, folks. No knowledge about ethanol. I'm going to bring you up to speed, and you decide. You call me, and you tell me what you think, okay? For those of you that can remember, way back in 1975, the oil companies dropped the octane on the gasoline. Premium was 104, between 100 and 104. The premium used to be called ethyl. The regular folks, the cheapy gas, was 98. Hardly anybody ever bought regular because when you ran that fuel and climbed even the smallest anthill, your car would ping. Pinging is sounding like you have a lot of marbles in a coffee can, a metal coffee can, and shaking it. And that's what it sounds like. So people all bought the premium, which was 100 to 104 octane. Well, the gas mileage was excellent. This is why in 1975, the oil companies pushed to drop the octane. And these politicians that are supposed to be backing us and watching out for us, they work for us, folks. They work for you and me. We don't work for them. They don't get that straight. These politicians think that they are the bosses of America. They're the bosses of Hawaii. They're not. You, the people of Hawaii, is the boss. You tell them what to do. They don't tell you. Well, they put in a chemical that was an anti-knock called MTBE. Mary Tom Baker Easy, MTBE. Now, that was in 75. That was to allow you or your motor to be able to run without knocking. It's an anti-knock. Okay? 2005, EPA, that's supposed to be watching the Environmental Protection Agency, protecting you, the people of Hawaii and America, 30 years later comes out and says, oh, I'm sorry, but by the way, this chemical, MTBE, is highly cancerous. 30 years, folks? 30 years? What's wrong with that? Okay? So, then they decided, okay, we got to take that out. And we have to put something else in there. What is that? That is ethanol. Ethanol is not toxic. You can drink it. They use it for surgery, use it for all kinds of stuff. Okay? Before they put the ethanol into the gas, I checked it. I knew they were going to put 10%, and the 10% is supposed to be what they call sufficient to be an anti-knock. Well, I tested it with some people from the state, and the minimum, least amount of gas mileage gain we got was 8 miles more per gallon. Now, do you think the oil companies don't know this? Sure they know. That's why they had a meeting with the state. Okay? And they asked, if we have to put in the 10% ethanol, we want to drop the octane. Okay? Three numbers. Because they're saying that 10% ethanol will bring it up. Three numbers. That was false, folks. It don't even come up one number. It's half a number. But the oil companies know this. But by lowering it, okay, lowering the octane, you would lose gas mileage, which was a yippee for the oil companies, because you, the people of Hawaii, would complain that ever since ethanol went into the gas, you lost 2 miles to 3 miles a gallon. You lost gas mileage. Ethanol does not lose gas mileage, folks. This is no BS. This is the truth. Go check with Indy 500 when they first went on to ethanol, 100%. Okay? The first woman, the first female won Indy 500 because her smart crew chief radioed her for the last pit stop, do not come in and continue, keep going. So she didn't go in for the last pit stop, and she went and passed the leaders, came in first place. The first thing everybody wanted to see was her fuel tank. How come she was able to go without coming in for the last pit stop? Well, when they opened the fuel tank, they found that she could have gone some more, even past another pit stop. So, the pit stop is the deciding factor for the win and lose. So, the rules changed. They had to make the fuel tanks smaller. Okay? That'll make the fuel tank smaller. Now, why is that? It's because gas mileage. You get better mileage. There's so many cases with this. This is not the first one. I've done several cases. My truck runs 100% ethanol. On gasoline, I was getting 10 miles a gallon. On ethanol, anywhere from 20 to 30 miles a gallon. So prove to me that the ethanol does not give you gas mileage. This guy who is in office, Chris Lee and Mike Gabbert, have no proof. I would love to go to court with them, and they prove to me that the ethanol is bad. I'll go to court with anybody in the state of Hawaii that says ethanol is no good. I can prove it, that it is good. Henry Ford, if he was alive today, would prove it to you that ethanol is the best fuel in the world, because the first car he made was on ethanol. This whole thing, folks, is a big BS. And I'm shocked at these politicians that coming out in a newspaper saying they want to take out ethanol. Well, fine. What are they going to put back into the gas to be an anti-knock? Wake up, folks. If you take ethanol out, something has to take its place to be an anti-knock. Ethanol was put in the gas not to save the gas company, not to save oil. It's an anti-knock. Get on a computer and check octane reading all over the world. America is the only country in the world with 92 as premium. All the rest of the countries, 104. Oh, why is that? Why is that, folks? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I mean, I'm here on the radio telling you to use ethanol because it's good. It's not good for the auto repair shops because they get less repairs. And Brickwood Galateria told me, why do you push ethanol? If it makes the engines last longer, why do you push it? So I told him, Brickwood, I'm not like you guys. I try to help the people. But if the people don't want the help, then fine. It's their choice. But I will never run gasoline. I use 100% ethanol in all of my cars. And I have proof that it does not damage anything because my vehicles have been running ethanol 100% for 20 years. My race cars ran on ethanol. Never had a problem. Anyway, give me a call, 808-296-5467. You know, it's really hard. You try to tell people how good things are. Educate them. They don't want to learn. It's really sad. It's really, really sad. You know? I emailed Donna Makaro Kim and asked her, if you guys are going to consider taking out ethanol from the gas, what will replace it as an anti-knock? Okay? Because this whole thing that's in the newspaper is not true, folks. Ethanol was not brought out to be put in the gas to save the oil company's money, to cut back on foreign oil, to whatever and whatever, okay? It was put in the gas as an anti-knock, okay? And as of today, only Shell has a full 10% ethanol in the gas. And I can prove it to you. If you want to see it, you bring me your gasoline and I'll show you. The other gas that they're selling on the market called ethanol free. I can show you they have ethanol in it. Just bring me the gas and I'll show you. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Roy from Honolulu.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, good afternoon, George. How's this, you know, that the newspaper article that we got the other night on the mandating the use of ethanol as a transportation fuel in Hawaii was supposed to revive the local sugar industry and make the state more energy self-sufficient, but those plans never panned out. Like this, Daya. But the people should ask why it didn't pan out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do their homework, because you know what? These are the same people that are telling you the rail was good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the same people that told you the healthcare was good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
And you know, these people in Hawaii better wake up like now. Because you know what? When this thing fall apart, don't go crying. That's all I can say, you know?
It's really sad.
You know, they say, oh, you know, the committee, you know, they say it really clear that it hasn't added any value. And I will say, yes, you're right. Your committee has never added any value to what could have been. And that's the truth. But they're looking out for their own selves. They're all, like, you know, like you said, they bought. You know, a lot of people are true. You know, go in front of the people that voted you in, and you tell them the truth. You tell the people and the children of Hawaii.
They will never do that.
And what is your gain?
They will never do that.
Yeah, because you know why? They cannot look themselves in the mirror.
It's so sad.
But I thank you, Josh, for all you do.
Okay, mahalo, Roy.
Bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my
okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, still under the weather. I was just telling Wanda, I cannot shake this cold. I don't know what's going on. If it's
it's easy, Bob. Don't go under the weather. Go over it.
What?
Don't go under the weather. Go over it.
Okay. But anyway, real quickly. Once upon a time, politicians were neutral on stuff. And they would have hearings. And both sides would get to come in and present their evidence. I don't think they do that anymore.
No, they don't.
See, that's the problem. It used to be you would have a hearing, and then one side would come in, here's our charts, here's the evidence, and it was public. Everybody could see it. Oh, okay, this makes sense. Nowadays, they just go, oh, yeah, we know everything, don't worry. We know what's best for you, don't worry about it.
That's right.
Unfortunately, that's the state of politics over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'm not going to say anybody's crooked or anything, but I've just seen that over the years. They don't do hearings like they used to. Or when they do them, you got 10 people from one side and one person from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It always makes me think, really? There's only one person that objects? Strange. But this is where we live, so what are we going to do?
I don't know, Bob. It doesn't look good.
Nope. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to get out of here before I start coughing on you. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Now, since we're on that subject of the politicians, oh, by the way, if you want to call in, give a call, 808-296-5467. If you have proof that ethanol is bad for the car, ethanol is bad for the weed whacker, the lawnmower, and whatever, I like to hear how you say it's bad. You see, folks, when they came out with ethanol, did they tell you and everybody what else they put in the fuel? No, they didn't. So how do you know it's the ethanol that's causing the damage? If the ethanol is causing the damage, then, oh my goodness, my car is all broken already. Not working. And there's hundreds of you out there that use the ethanol, and you love it. So, how is it that your cars are still running, and people are saying ethanol is no good? How is that? If you talk to any qualified engine builder and you ask them about octane and will it damage an engine if it's too low, go ask them. They'll tell you that. It does. Okay? So, it's all about the money. And you, the people, are spending the money to keep these guys in office. Mike Gabbert saw the ethanol demonstration. We gave it to him. We showed him everything. We showed him the proof where ethanol does not damage anything. It doesn't damage rubber seals, aluminum, fiberglass gas tanks, nothing. It doesn't damage anything. I'm shocked to see that he's going the other way and saying, oh, we got to take it out of the gas. It's damaging. Where in the world is his proof? I invite him to prove it to me that it damages anything. Him and that other guy, Chris Lee, that made this bill, 717, and that is to take ethanol out of the gas. What are they going to put back in as an anti-knock? What do they know about gasoline? These two clowns, what do they know? Do they know anything about even changing oil in a car? This is so scary, folks. These people are trying to do brain surgery on you, and they know nothing about surgery. So, anyway, I like to get calls from people who don't like ethanol, and I want to know why. Now, I can prove to you that ethanol does give you better gas mileage. I can prove it. I'd like to see people prove to me that ethanol actually cuts gas mileage. I really would love to see it. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so the other thing, those of you in business, you tell me, would you go and do a project that will lose you money? Would you do that? Who in his right mind would do a project like the rail to lose money? Huh? Folks, show me, please, I beg you, show me how the rail is going to recover from all that money being spent. The billions of dollars. The only way they're going to recover is charge $100 a head for a ride. Then nobody's riding it. Anyway. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. One thing is last week this lady said that make sure you vote, but voting only takes place every 2 years, and you should vote. Your one vote counts, but in between, you got to be active. And so you just said, I came in a little late, Chris Lee and Mike Gabbert. Now, what about ethanol?
They want to take ethanol out of the gas.
So what bill number is that?
717.
Senate bill or
mm-hmm.
House bill 2?
I'm not sure.
Senate Bill 717?
Yes.
And where in what state is it right now?
I'm not sure. It was in a newspaper yesterday, and it's in a newspaper today.
Because I don't take the newspapers.
Me too. I've been getting calls from everybody saying that, what is this? The ethanol is a federal mandate.
Oh.
Now, these clowns over here, this guy, Chris Lee and Mike Gabbert, those two clowns, they want to take out a federal mandate. How you do that?
So what what I want to say is, since you said there are hundreds of people using the ethanol you bring in,
mm-hmm.
and it could be that, I don't know what kind of ethanol the other stations are, or all the stations are using, but you're bringing it in from Brazil as sugarcane, and they might be bringing in the corn oil.
They're the same. The only difference in the two ethanols is the power. In the lab, all these chemists will tell you corn and sugarcane ethanol is exactly the same. It's not. The power difference in the sugarcane is far better than corn.
So I recommend that, I don't know what state this SB717, if it's just been heard on the floor first reading or now going to a committee or what, but...
you know what is scary, Barbara? These politicians have no clue on what they're talking about.
So those of us who have used the ethanol and those regularly, especially those regularly using it, we all have to call Chris Lee and Mike Gabbard's office,
mm-hmm.
and also their own senators and representatives, mm-hmm. and city council.
Right.
Not only the...
Everybody.
Everybody you got to call. So...
What those blows me away, Barbara?
Those of you who have the experience, you have to support that, because otherwise our air, which affects the land, which affects the food we eat, it's all a domino effect. So everybody
yep.
has to, and those of you who haven't tried it,
you got to try it.
Just try it once.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since I'm too lazy to go to your place, I buy the mothballs.
Mm-hmm. That's poisonous. Don't use it.
Oh.
Don't use it. That and fuel additives are highly, highly poisonous. I met a guy that used supposedly a real big, good gas additive, and it almost killed him.
Well, you've been saying use the mothballs.
Until I found out it's poisonous.
Oh.
And ethanol is not poisonous. Ethanol is vodka. You can drink it.
And it goes into, it becomes oxygen.
That's right.
So I forget if it was Japan or someplace, they're trying to use produce ethanol.
Every
to
country.
Be more ecological, whatever. So
yes. Every country is trying to do ethanol now, except Hawaii.
Oh, then I got to chuck it down to your place.
Yes, you're losing it.
Well, I just have about a box more, so.
Try the ethanol, Barbara. You love it.
No, I tried it 3 times. Cannot compare.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody who hasn't tried it, try it at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have your own experience.
That's right.
Nothing like your own experience.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we're all talking to this former Hawaii professional race car driver, and race car drivers want their cars in excellent condition.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, okay.
Okay.
So you don't know the status of 717.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Oh, George, how about a shot of vodka?
Sure.
Say, you're talking about this guy, Mike Gabbard. You say you invited him in and gave him a demonstration?
Yes.
You know, if he's signing that and if it pushes through, what's the chances of suing him, getting an attorney to file a claim against him that he's, what he's saying and against?
I don't know.
You know, it's
this guy is such a clown. It's not funny. Because I invited him, and we showed a demonstration to him, and I told him, Mr. Gabbard, show me where you say ethanol damages all these things. I have it right here in front of you.
You don't have a picture of him being there or anything like that?
No, I should have.
I was just, let's say, you know, it's...
It's so sad that these people will run for office and supposedly protect the people of Hawaii are actually screwing them over.
Well, it reminds me, what was the gal's name that used to calling you a couple of years ago? I can't think of her name right now. Congresswoman or...
Donna Kim?
Yeah, Donna Kim, yeah.
She's against ethanol.
But when she was first calling you and she tried it, she said she liked it. It was good.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's why she never got elected. She's a turncoat.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason I thought she was still in it, but
No. Trade out that one.
There's her right. Okay, well, I just thought I'd bring that. If it happens, if there's any chance, call us.
I just want to let all you know.
Through the attorney's fees.
No, I just wanted to let the people of Hawaii know who they have in office.
Well.
Okay?
Yep. Okay, well, mahalo. And,
mahalo.
Keep that vodka on ice for me.
Okay.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101. Nita.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's next on the line?
We have George from Kapahulu.
Hi, George.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. You know, I got an article my brother-in-law sent from the mainland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, you know, even some of these car dealers, have, even the AAA president and CEO said that it might ruin the engine or, you know, parts of the engine. And they said that, like, some of these BMW, Chrysler, Nissan, Toyota, Volkswagen, and Mercedes, and Ford, that they're not going to take the warranty, and they think it's going to cause potential corrosive damage to fuel lines, gaskets, and other engine components.
Mm. I have all of that.
Oh, yeah?
In a plastic bottle for 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened yet. So that's why I'm begging the people to show me, please, how it's going to damage it. These dealers across America have no clue on what the real octane is.
But they don't sell regular ethanol for the car.
They have E85, and only America is illegal to sell E100.
Who sells at E85?
All over. They got gas stations that sell E85. And
but what's the price on it?
Cheaper than gas.
Oh, it is?
Yes. And I tell people, put 2 gallons of that in and fill it up with premium and watch your gas mileage just go.
Just 2 gallons?
Yes. Yes.
2 gallons and add whatever
premium. Yes. But I've tested fuel across America. The 92, the so-called posted 92, is 88. There is no such thing as a 92 in America.
Yeah, that's what you were saying before. I know I was listening.
Okay. Now, if these dealers, and that's the biggest American word, if these dealers for Mercedes, BMW, and all them would only wake up and read their own manual, it says, do not run fuel below 92. Severe engine damage will occur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yep. So, where's the 92? There's no such thing in America.
Yeah, they cut down on octane.
Okay? So, if there's no such thing as 92, your engine's going to damage. It's not a fast damage, it's a slow damage. But they blame it on the ethanol.
Oh.
It's not the ethanol that's damaging it, it's the low octane. Okay, there's a small engine repair shop in Maui that complained about and claimed that ethanol damages all the little engines.
Right.
So I had a guy go there with ethanol because one of the customers brought a weed whacker in and he couldn't start it. So he put some ethanol in there and one pull on that thing and it started.
No, now it's working now.
Yeah, and the guy didn't do anything. It's not the damaging of the thing. It's the gas.
Oh, the gas.
The gas is...
You have to mix the ethanol with gasoline in that weed eater then.
Yeah, you just put a little bit in and it runs perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so the gas stations now sell that ethanol then. What?
Across America, but not Hawaii.
Yeah, only the one in the mainland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then they'll start doing it over here then.
No.
Well,
your politicians don't want it.
Oh.
And that's what we've been fighting for 20 years.
Oh. Oh, well, we're going to start talking to them then.
Yeah, you got to pull the ear.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, mahalo.
Well.
Okay, who's next?
We have Kathy from Kaimuki.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. You know, I've been listening to your radio station, and first of all, I want to thank you for kind of opening up my eyes to this ethanol situation. You know, my question to you is, where do you get the ethanol from? Because I feel like I've been in limbo for years. You know, you're spoken about it for like 20 years, and I'm thinking, my gosh, that's like from my great-grandparents' days, and nobody told me about ethanol. It's like, really? Where do I get this miracle magic.
I have it.
From you.
I have it.
Okay. You have it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is it located where you and your son have that auto repair shop?
Yes.
Where I could get it personally? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I needed to bring up a problem with you. Currently, I am driving a 2002 SUV Ford Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is that when I try starting my engine, I don't know if I'm putting in, like, crazy gas. You know, I'm so in a rush. You know, when you have kids with you, it's like, Mom, hurry up. We don't need to spend time at the gas station. Sometimes I really want to get the premium, but I look at it and I just get regular 89 gas.
Mm-mm.
My question to you now is, I try starting my engine. Now, I live in Kaimuki, so I go right down to Kaimuki Avenue because it's convenient. It's the, you know, the A word of the gas station over there. I won't say it all, but just, you know, for your viewers. But I'm looking at it where I'm having a hard time starting my engine, and I'm thinking, is it my ignition? Is it the crazy gas that I just got for my fuel tank, or what is it? I just don't know.
Let me explain this to you. Okay.
Okay.
Back in the 60s, a very, very nice, popular person passed away.
Okay.
His name was Common Sense.
Oh.
Yeah, Common Sense passed away in the 60s. And if you would get the gas and try to burn it with a match, it doesn't burn. If it doesn't burn, how is your engine going to start? It won't start. But if you get a gas that is highly flammable, it'll fire up in a heartbeat.
Yes.
And ethanol is highly flammable.
Okay. So are you speaking about the premium of gases? Because now I'm kind of realizing I go to the gas station and I'm looking at all those numbers. I mean,
the numbers you see is
not
true.
As a mom, I don't even think about things like that. I'm like, I just need gas, so let's hurry up and go.
Everybody.
You know, I'm in a hurry.
Everybody's
screaming at me, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't even look at the numbers, but now I'm like, I better have that reality check of stepping up to the plate and make sure, what is this? And
use only Shell. Only Shell 92. Because all the rest are ripping you off.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I knew this information earlier.
Oh, my goodness. And the Shell, OMG, will save you money by giving you better gas mileage.
Oh, okay. Better.
Yeah. People are losing money.
And I need that. Yes.
I'm telling you, people are, you know, we did a test, and in 1 year, you save $1,500 using the better fuel. $1,500 in 1 year.
Oh. George, I wish I knew this information early.
Yeah, you would have had thousands.
You know, here's the thing with me. I live in Kaimuki with my kids and my husband. We travel every weekend, you know, for Friday night. We stay at Grandma's house. Grandma lives in Wahiwa. We're traveling all that. You know, it's like, why are we in traffic at 5:30? We're losing my gas. You know, I know what. It's your turn to buy gas, sweetheart. You know?
No.
Of course, we have to get off the freeway and go look for a gas station. But
put in 2 gallons of ethanol and fill it with Shell 92. And don't scream to me that the gas gauge is broken and it's not moving.
No, George, that's my husband screaming. I thought you just put gas. I said I did. I didn't tell you to go during the peak hours of the freeway. Hello. I'll just call my mom and say, we'll be late. You know, the grandkids can wait. But,
yes,
every weekend we do this, Friday to Sunday. We spend some time with the grandparents, and I'm like,
that's good.
It's good, but I'm hearing all these sounds of, I don't know if it's, I have fuel pump problem, I have ignition problem.
It's
and knowing
fuel.
That she's going, you know, a 2002 Ford SUV, it's going on 13 years, I'm like,
Come in.
No.
Come in and try some ethanol.
Okay.
You'll be hooked.
That sounds great, George.
It's good stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, is it break time? Yeah, I think so.
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dino.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, good news for all the listeners. I've been testing all the making my rounds on the Shell stations. The octane at the premium is more like 89.5. Now, that's a trump card to all the brands on this island or statewide.
Mm-hmm.
89.5. Short of 90, but hey, you can't ask, beggars cannot be choosy. I mean, I saw that 89.5 the other night.
And the Shell is 10% ethanol.
Okay, so it's the only one that's true to the numbers of a true 10%. But you see, now the concern is, they want to scrap this ethanol, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not going to get 10% ethanol mixed in our gas, without the ethanol, that means that 89.5 will be 79.5. I'm going to run a car on 79.5 octane.
I don't know, because I don't use gasoline, my friend.
That's why we need ethanol. Yeah, that's the moral of the story. We need ethanol.
I'm sorry. I don't use ethanol. Don't use gasoline. I use only ethanol.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, the point I'm making is that's why we need the ethanol.
Well, you go talk to your friend Chris Lee.
Okay.
And Mike Gabbard.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I write to them, and I tell them, I have all the testing equipment. If they don't believe me, I'll tell them, you come to the station with me. We go to every brand, and you look, every 92 pump, there's five different brands we go through. You try to look, which one would register the highest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Dean. Okay, who's next? Oh, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have your good friend, Tracy.
Who?
Tracy.
Who that? Hey, Tracy.
It's Anita. Sorry, I was running late, man. We're swapping cars around for the TV show, and we just got through doing it right now. So, anyway, Punishment's back on the air in K5. We started last month, and the latest episode is on tonight.
What time?
4:30 p.m. K5.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and co-host Olena Hugh and our speed shop tech Sean Olivares, we explored a little bit about the racing community as we're coming up on the 9th anniversary since Hawaii Raceway Park closed.
Mm-hmm.
And, really great story. We have an interview with you that we conducted a couple of months back as well. And I used some of the sound bites that you gave us, which was really good. And it helped us to tie the story together. But it's really sad that we're coming up on our 9th anniversary right now without a racetrack here.
That's true. The island with the biggest population with no racetrack.
Right.
How you figure that?
Then again, too, right, a lot of the guys who put us in this predicament, you know, are the guys right now that's going before our legislature seeking all these bills for land and cash or special purpose revenue bonds, you know. And it's
sad.
Really sad.
It's sad. Yep. Okay. We'll watch for you at 4:30.
Okie dokie. Thanks, George. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tracy. Okay, who's next?
We have Gina from California.
Gina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You know, George, I travel a lot, but I try to listen to your show every week on the internet. And I was just hearing a gentleman talking about E85. But first, before I get into E85, I wanted to just say something about this guy, Gabbard. I know him. I'm going to call him and find out what the heck's going on, because he doesn't know. He just doesn't know. And for him to have seen your demonstration and now to turn his back on you is totally unreal. And he's supposed to be a Christian guy for the people. He's a politician working for us. I'm going to call him up. I tell you, I am. I'm going to give him my peace of mind. But anyway, getting back to the E85, when I'm in California and when I'm in the Midwest, I always go to the E85 station. And I'm so, I really wish they had E85 here. And they're talking about taking out the not even 10% of the ethanol out of the gas in Hawaii. That's crazy. And, you know, it's like they say the MTBE and the naphthalene causes cancer. I think MTBE is worse than the naphthalene.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing. I at least used mothballs. I just wouldn't breathe the fumes. But I tell you.
How do you like the E85?
You want me to stay on an hour? It's great. I have a little Toyota truck that I put it in. And it's so funny because I'll drive into the, the name of the stations over there that have it is called Propel. P-R-O-P-E-L. If anyone wants to look them up on the internet, Propel Fuel. And the station I go to in Huntington Beach, I drive in there in my little Toyota truck. It's an old 5-speed manual. And I start putting the E85 in the tank, and people start running over to me. Oh, you can't put that in there. Oh, and I'm thinking, no. I know how much to put in, because I only put in like 2-3 gallons. And then I fill up with the premium. But I tell them no, and I just keep going. But then I see these other guys coming in with their nice new cars, and they're filling up with the E85 because they have the flex fuel cap, you know. And they're all talking about how wonderful it is, and I'm talking to them about how wonderful it is. And I step on the gas when I need to take when you want to punch it and like move ahead of somebody real quick or get out of somebody's way. You just touch the gas pedal and boom. It's like instantaneous, Mach 1 or Mach 3 or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's awesome. So anyway, I just wanted to say for that guy talking about E85, it's awesome, and I just wish they had it in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, another thing about this MTBE, and now what are they going to put in the gas to take out the knock, that old ping we used to hear?
They don't know about that.
Huh?
These politicians don't know about the knock and all of that. They make laws without knowing what they're making. That's sad.
Exactly.
Good thing they weren't doctors.
Well, you know what? They're probably going to try to put something else in that's going to be cancer-causing. And then they're going to push these insurance companies that call us cancer insurance, because before you know it, everyone's going to think, oh, I'm going to get cancer, so I better buy insurance. You know, it's ridiculous. I'm not going to get cancer. I already told myself that. You know, words are powerful, and just stay, buy ethanol and push it. Don't let these people that are, and I'm going to call that guy up.
You call Mike Gabbard.
I am.
Okay.
Peace of my mind. But thank you for your time. You have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay,
give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You know, I like to hear some people that are against the ethanol. I'd like to know why. Why against? And you know, they wrote this story in the newspaper about how they were trying to help the ethanol projects get going. You know, folks, the paper is all wrong. They're all false. It's all bad. It's bad news. It's not good news. Okay? There was a guy here maybe 6 years ago, the last remaining heir of Procter & Gamble. His name was George Works. He was donating over $1 billion to get this ethanol project started. And the politicians, okay, the politicians blocked it. They fought him for over a year. How can they say that they were trying to get it started? Oh, it's so much lies, lies, lies. I'm tired of it. I'm really tired. Okay, who's next?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, George. Well, I give you a lot of credit, you know. You really, really... If it was me, I'd get so disgusted already. But anyway, if you can start a watchdog for the government, because these city council people, they just don't know what they're doing. And even with the rail now, rather than completely research the whole thing, they say, oh, let the people decide. I mean, you know, it's just like saying, I go to your house, I say, George, I'll talk to you and your wife, and I ask you about something. And then you go, oh, well, we're the parents, but you know what, let the kids decide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happens is naturally a lot of these people are so stupid that it's not funny. And the thing is, like, I don't know if there was a Ralph Nader or somebody. He's always go after the government and say, oh, wait a minute, let's see this. But you see, if you and I, as an individual, try to make any difference, it'd be just like one voice.
That's and right.
If you have, like, an organization, like, I don't know exactly, like Ralph Nader, but he was but he was really a watchdog. And he would, you know, say, wait a minute, because, like, this guy, if you have one politician that is bad, two, three, five, I don't care. If you got a organization after him or
good idea,
working, like, and then two, you talk about all these older people like myself. I just retired. Now we have the time to listen and kind of contribute, you know.
Good. And, why don't you form a watchdog committee?
What's that?
Why don't you form a watchdog committee?
Oh, you know what? Don't put it on me. Go ask for that kind. And then two, like, you do so much good that, you know, like, I don't know if people will sponsor you or make a replay of your show on Pauhana Time when people are driving home. Because the majority of the people, I mean, Saturdays, they're so busy, they don't have time to listen. But if you hit them every day on the radio at night while they're driving home, I think you get a better response, you know.
We got to go already. The time running out.
Very good.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, quick. Who's next?
Amaya.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Dave. Very quickly, there is a hardware store in Stanwood that is a steel dealer, and they collected all the gas from all of the gas stations, and they recommend a non-ethanol-based gasoline because all of the ethanols have some kind of additive that's like blue. And over time, it's not immediate, but over time, this additive becomes gelatinized.
You gotta go.
And it plugs up the carburetor.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, and take care of each other. Drive carefully. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect
AM 690, The Answer, KA.